Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Norman, you know, I've been telling Crowder's poised right now to make an all-star appearance if he continues to play like this. Has he exceeded expectations when he was traded here? Because I think everybody saw he was coming off a career year. But, man, I mean, he is, I think, blowing expectations out of the water in a Heat jersey.
It's really been a perfect fit. You know, Solana, I've watched, I think, every single game except one. I've absolutely been plugged in because I think this is a really fun team and a really fun season. Watching Norm has almost been bittersweet for me because I'm just thinking about how perfect of a fit he would have been the last 3 years when this team was kind of battling in the Eastern Conference, going deep in the playoffs, seeing what he's brought to the team, thinking about how he could have helped in 2023 and 2022, et cetera. But he's been a great fit. It's been a ton of fun. To your point, I think I saw today fastest to 300 points in Heat history. Think about the players that have been on the Miami Heat. He's a professional scorer, a scorer first. And I think Spo has really unleashed him in the sense that they're not really asking Norm to play make. You know, they're not putting a lot on his plate. They're like, go get buckets, and that's what he's been doing.
And Ro, to that point, and speaking about the pace of play, I'm not used to watching the Spo team play this fast, and they're taking shots with 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Like, we're not used to that. We're used to the drag him in the mud. It is. You said it. It's fun to watch. I've enjoyed this way more than I've enjoyed it watching the Heat in the past, especially without the big three. But is it sustainable for success? Because it seems like this is a style of guys running out of juice and getting hurt a lot.
Well, it depends what your definition of success is, Channing. Do I think they can have regular season success playing this way? I really think they can. They have a younger team. I think they have a deep rotation, right? Think about how they play those all bench lineups. You know, they're not playing Bam 45 minutes a night and asking him to play at this pace. They still haven't had Tyler Herro yet. So I think that they can play at this pace and be successful. Can they do it in the playoffs? Now, that's a different question. You saw a team like the Indiana Pacers, for example. Now, they don't play the exact same style as the Miami Heat, but they're a team that liked to play fast. They played full court pressure in the playoffs. I was there at the NBA Finals watching these guys. We're talking about games 5, 6, and 7, the last three games of the NBA season, picking guys up, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, full court. So I do think it's possible. I think to be the championship-level team that everyone wants down here, that's not what this group is, right? I think we all know they're kind of missing that star player, but this is a really fun team. I think what Spo has done is maximize the group, which is what's most important. So I think this can definitely be a successful regular season team. And in the playoffs in the East, who knows?
Rohan, how do you see Tyler Herro meshing with Norman Powell, meshing in this system when he does come back?
That's really the million-dollar question. I think that when Tyler comes back, you will almost definitely see the team run more pick and rolls. It would be kind of foolish not to. Tyler, I think, ran the 17th most pick and rolls per game last year. He was really high usage in that category. We know that, especially late in games in the half court, you know, you saw like in that Knicks game a couple weeks ago, there have been a couple games, the Cavs game, late in the fourth quarter. How are they going to get offense? Can you play this way late in the fourth quarter? I think Tyler's going to help a lot in those situations just because they'll have kind of a last resort. Hey, let's run a pick and roll. I think him and Norm playing off of each other offensively is going to be really good. It's going to create even more spacing. The starting lineup does not have a ton of great spacing right now, and Tyler should help that a lot. But there is that defensive question, and Davion has been, I think, remarkable.
Hey, Rohan, before we wrap up our Heat conversation and talk some Dolphins with you, does this, with how Spo transformed the offense, does this have the potential to be like his Mona Lisa in terms of coaching? I know it sounds ridiculous because he's won two titles. He went to four NBA finals with the Big Three. And I think, you know, even that team, he kind of reimagined how you play with a big. And the Heat, to a certain extent, kind of changed the way that basketball was played in the short term. I know Steph Curry had much more of an impact. And then he made Dion Waiters and Hassan Whiteside fun. And like there's so many things. He had Haywood Highsmith guarding Jason Tatum in a game 7, and like nobody was upset about it. Like there's so many things you can point to. That game 7 in Boston a couple years ago after blowing the 3-0 lead. But if this continues to work, there's a possibility he wins Coach of the Year for the first time in his career. Will this be like his Mona Lisa, his best piece of art as one of the best coaches? I could not. Thank you.
I think it's going to be hard to top taking an 8th seed to the finals and beating the Boston Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks on route to it. I mean, I will say, you know, I think history will, people will look back, oh, Jimmy went crazy, the 3-point shooting went crazy. I think that this has the chance. Two things have to happen. Once the offense has to get back in the top 10, their offense is actually 16th in offensive rating right now. So, and they're scoring a lot because the pace is super high. But I think the playoffs, how it will shake out in the playoffs, will they stay committed to it in the playoffs? Will he reinvent them again in the playoffs? Will he get to the second round? Will he get to the conference finals? I think it has the potential, depending on how deep they go, especially with this group. But I do think, you know, if they win something close to like 50 games, he's going to have a legitimate chance. To your point, he's never won the award before. I think people will want to give it to him. But nobody, every year, Solana, you know it. Every year we hear it in the preseason. They're going to play fast this year. I never believe it. I'm like, show it to me, you know, in game 10 of the season, I'll believe it. This year they're showing it, and I believe it.
Rohan Nadkarni, again, he's a sports reporter for NBC News. Let's do it. Let's talk some Dolphins.
I was just going to say Mona Lisa one more time. I thought we were trying to make
it. Will this be Mike McDaniel's Mona Lisa?
It's like the guy who's only knows only one painting. He's just like, it's like this movie is like the Mona Lisa. Yeah.
We got a record now, fellas.
I mean, what are you guys? Art majors? Are you Starry Night? The worst part is, like, I've been to the Met, I've been to the MoMA, I've been to the Louvre, like, I've been to all these museums, and for the life of me, I'm sweating. Like, I could not think of one more painting.
Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.